We move on now to State Senate Seat L, which is the seat held by Democratic incumbent Johnny Ellis. He does have a Republican challenger, Richard Wanda. Senator Ellis is not with us this evening, but Richard Wanda is. Sir, thank you for joining us. I'd like to give you a moment to introduce yourself. Tell us why you're jumping into this race.
Well, first of all, I appreciate KAKM offer the opportunity for us to express ourselves to the voters. Second of all, I'm a new generation of Alaskan, and it's like the classroom assignment. I'm ready to turn in another assignment for you. And I'm glad to see you again tonight.
All right. You're not new to running for office. You once made an attempt to run for mayor. Why do you keep getting back into these races?
Well, to me, it's like the classroom assignment. You know, every time I just take the exams and turn in the assignment, but if it's really difficult to somebody else, I may offer the opportunity to them.
And when you're not running for office and seeking public service, what do you do professionally?
Well, I'm still keeping on my education, and I set a pretty high education level. So I'm probably going to go on the another college level. So, thank you.
Okay, and what are you studying?
Well, I'm probably going to interested in economy and astronomy because I'm pay a lot of time and money for these two classes.
And so economy is obviously a big thing for all of our elected officials here in this state. What would you do to ensure that it's strengthened for all communities statewide?
Well, I think Alaska needs some kind of new idea and creative idea to, to solve their problem. And, the status quo do not solve the problem in Alaska. And I obviously realize that Alaska needs a more diversified economy because the oil and gas is too lonely. So we need diversified state economy. And for example, we need some kind of creative ideas. Like President Reagan did in the 80s, he created the economy is 50% on the supply side. So that's how we enjoy the Reagan revolutions. So similarly to Alaskans, we need some kind of diversified economy. We need a creative economy.
In the part of town that you come from, in your district, what do you feel are the top priorities locally? What would you like to see change?
Well, previously the federal pulled all the money and pushed the city raise too much property taxes. And I think now the housing price is a little bit high. And to the economy turn, the demand side cannot be lowered because the property owners don't want their value goes down. So what we can do is we promote the the supply side. Okay, and in other words, we're gonna raise the average income of the district resident, so their income will be again high enough to pay off these housing. And second of all, we need to. We need to more police officers because I really realize that the violent crime is very serious. The junkers, alcohol problems. So we need more police officers to secure our communities.
So adding more police officers would increase the budget for the police department. How do you pay for them? Where does that money
come
from?
As I told you, Alaska economy is too lonely. We solely depend on oil and gas, and that will be too lonely. We need diversified economy, then we will have more tax revenues. So now everybody is under prejudice. We don't have enough money, because our economy is too lonely, There's only one tool of sources. We need diversified economy in order to pay off these, expenses.
How else could the state make money if it's diversifying? What specifically do you think we should be doing to bring in more cash?
Well, it's up, now this question is up to the governor. And, I'm not running the governor. So if I be elected, I will be, take a look at there, maybe give as much proposal as I can. But the state is really need to, diversify its economy. It's too lonely, oil and gas.
Okay. And we've covered a lot of topics here this evening. Are there any other priorities you have that we haven't discussed, things that you feel are important?
Well, I think that'll be all. Because diversified economy and creative idea will be the points we're talking about tonight.
Okay, and you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Okay, and thank you very much for offering the opportunity to see voters this time. And on the 24th of August, you will go to the poll again to elect your leaders. And make sure you choose the leaders who get the job done. And make sure you choose the leaders who have creative and new ideas. And together we can. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard Wanda, the Republican candidate for Anchorage Senate seat L. And that concludes tonight's program. Join us Tuesday night when Running will feature candidates for other legislative races. Join us Thursday night when Running will feature candidates for the U.S. House and Senate, Lieutenant Governor and Governor. Remember, if you missed any of tonight's program or simply want to listen again, you can find the entire program online tomorrow at APRN.org. I'm Jill Burke. Thank you for joining us. Good evening.
Join us tomorrow evening, beginning at 7 p.m., to meet the candidates for State House Districts 25 through 35 and Senate Districts N, P, and R.